As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
One hit tonight. A dominant pitching performance by Mitchell Parker, closed out by Cole Henry. And for the Orioles, this has been a two-game stretch to hopefully soon forget.
It's kind of a sneaky fastball, a high-release sneaky fastball. We're late on it. And then to the lefties, a lot of breaking balls, tough time staying on. But we didn't work the count on them. We didn't make it very tough on them. Dude, we don't have a ton of experience defensively, and I think some of that shows at times. Also, when guys aren't hitting, especially as young players, sometimes the defense isn't at their best, and that's definitely an area that we need to get better at. We did not play well. You know, it is disappointing. You know, coming off a game, we want to throw away a couple days ago, off day, and to come out and not take very good at bats and not play very good baseball tonight. That was disappointing.
Well, I don't know where you people live. Where I live, tonight's trash night. Take out the trash. Wheel it out by the old mailbox. Recycling goes with it. It's a one-day extravaganza. If you cut your grass, put the trimmings out there in your paper bag because we're eco-friendly in Anne Arundel County. It all goes out at the same time. And you heard Brandon and I talking about that Sunday disaster against Cincinnati, who, by the way, lost two in a row at Miami. So I guess they didn't follow up that momentum, spanking the piss out of the Orioles here. But the Orioles go down to D.C., and I was telling Nolan and Vinny and Jeremy Kahn here, I was on my treadmill, yes, treadmill, before I did 5 rounds on the Everlast, and I did win a split decision. The bag came back late. 2 games in, 2 batters in, it's over. Bye-bye. And you can just feel it. And I'm not, I don't wear mood rings, and I don't have that kind of vibe feel. You can sometimes, but just watching the game, if something's not right, Nolan and Vinny, about what's going on. And the last thing the Orioles needed was for Dean Kramer to come out and give up 2 hits right out of the gate, and both of them extra base hits, by the way, which he gave up a lot of. And then a 2-run jack, and it's just like, really? And then the offense is just the Bugs Bunny cartoon, 1-2-3, you're out. 1-2-3, you're out. And the pitcher last night for the Nats was on point. Doesn't throw hard, but he gets people out because he doesn't get barreled up. A lot of soft contact, as we saw. 1 hit. And we can rag on the pitching, and we have, and we will. Sagano goes tonight trying to save the day, if you will. But Kramer, come on, man. Need a little bit more. And I like Man Bun. He's the last vestige of the Manny Machado trade from 2018. And he's been a reliable contributor to good teams. But in a perfect world, he's your 4th, 5th starter. Now he's up the pecking order because of injuries, which we'll get into. And I don't know how much longer that can be used as an excuse / reason for why they're so bad. Worst starting pitcher earn run average in baseball. But need a little bit more. He did get into the 6th, which is great. 11 hits, six runs, five earned. A lot of extra base hit. A lot of hard contact off the bats of the Nats, Nolan. Dean Kramer, at this stage, you got to be a little more reliable every fifth day as opposed to great your last outing. The others sandwiched in between, not so much.
Right. It's bad when you're sitting over 70 pitches after four innings. And at that point, he had only given up the three runs. But you're sitting there watching saying, all right, it's another grinded out type of outing for Dean Kramer that maybe he'll get through five and two thirds and just those three runs. We got a shot here. I'll take that. And then it quickly unravels. But even then, it hit me watching the game saying, all right, we're down three. Still in this. Wait a minute. What am I saying? We're not in this. You're right. I mean, we're facing a lefty pitcher here. It's over. A one-run deficit is too much to overcome for this team. And it's so sad that you get to a point when you see a lefty pitcher on the schedule coming up, and you're saying our best shot to win this game is if we just foul off a bunch of pitches and get this guy out after five or six innings and take our chances on the bullpen. Hope that we're either tied or not down by too much at that point. I mean, I have zero confidence in this team getting a lead against any left-handed pitcher at this point.
Well, 2 years ago, when the Orioles won 101 games, and through the first half of last year, even the second half of 22, when they got good, there was no insurmountable deficit for them, offensively. Because this is where my main vent's going to go today, as it was on Monday. Since the last three losses, going back to Friday, Saturday, the win, they scored nine runs, hit a bunch of homers. Offensive machine. 39-5. They've been outscored in their last three losses. They're 3-7, I believe it is now, in blowout games, five runs or more, so far in 2025. Somewhere along those lines. They've lost more than they've won. We knew the pitching was going to be questionable with everyone healthy coming out of spring training, or going into, because Grayson didn't make it out of spring training. Where the bleep are the runs? Where is the guy that can carry this team and get hot and be the dude for a series or for a week? Where's that player? It's not Westbrook. Not now. And by the way, I'm not sticking a fork in any of these players. But collectively, you've changed. You got rid of both of your hitting coaches. Where are the runs? Seriously, I mean, Gunner, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I got that. I watched the game. I watched every inning. I got what the problems are with the injuries. But there's still enough talent on the team to succeed offensively. So again, you knew the pitching, starting pitching, was bad, questionable. At best, maybe they're average. But where the hell is the offense? That's the thing that's bugging me. Your shaky defense. We just heard Brandon Hyde say they suck defensively. Base running miscues have been plentiful. They're just a bad team. But the one thing you could count on for the better part of 2.5 years, they can score. These woes arose in the second half of last year, and they have carried over into this season. And we're becoming broken record stuff now with all of this. But this isn't a small sample size of 2025. This is a carryover of the second half of 2024. And as I said yesterday, when they walked off the field, trudged off the Camden Yards field, getting swept by Kansas City, that team was better than the one that's playing in D.C. tonight at 6:45. Where is the offense? That's my number one question with this team. I mean, Gunner, Westberg, Adley, they get hot, Mountie, they can carry you. But all of them sucking at the same time? What do you have? a team that's been outscored 31-2 in their last two games. He got one hit last night.
The biggest thing that bothers me is, you know, I mean, the defense and all the passion. They just don't seem like they want to be there. There's no energy when you're watching them play. You know, that's the thing, you know, and I use it like football analogy, Bob, because when I'm sitting there watching, I'm saying, it looks like these guys don't want to play for Hyde. That's what I was thinking, you know, because, you know, you're coming off the 24-2, and actually watching that game, it was worse. It was almost worse watching because there was no energy whatsoever.
It was an uninspired
performance. Yeah, and I'm like, come on. You guys are 22, 23 years old. It looks like they're having no fun, Bob. That's what it looks like.
Well, yeah, fun.
Yeah.
The only people having fun are the fans of the opposing. The Nats looked like they were the three-time defending world champions last night. But Homer hosing and the fishing rods all. No. You're banned. You're banned from doing that until you go on like a four-game winning streak.
Yeah, the fishing game warden was out last night. No hits, no nothing. No
extra bases. Throw that thing back.
But lost in all
this. You couldn't even eat it.
We didn't mention this, but lost in everything last night is Hyde actually put out a lineup that we've been calling for. Kerstad and Holiday both in there against a lefty, deviating from his matchups fixation. Obviously, we see the results here. One hit. Shout out Cedric Mullins. He's a lefty.
Yeah. So, and he walked twice, too. But right. here are your averages last night after the game. Sad's 290, OPS over 1,000. He's the least of the. He did. What the hell were you throwing? Yeah, the cutoff man and, you know, fundamental baseball flaws. Led to an unearned run, as a matter of fact. Adley, 200, 297 on base percentage. Talked about this yesterday. What the hell happened to this guy? Gunner. 213 batting average, 250 on base percentage. Where are the spirit? Where's the compete, at least at bat to at bat, making these guys throw pitches? Parker threw 99 into the ninth. Mountie, who I predicted would hit 33 home runs. He has what, one? 229, 260 on base percentage. Ticeps, 230, 304 on base percentage, which is George Brett. Compared to the rest of the team. Kerstad, 245. All right, maybe his elbow hurt. I don't know. Westberg, .187. Maybe he's still hurt from the rough turf of Toronto in the opening series. 240. We're talking. Here's the on-base percentage. Almost cost. Forget the averages.
Yeah.
Here are the on-base percentages. 297, 250, 260, 304, 283, 247, .79. So much for Gary Sanchez wearing out lefties, right? Jackson Holiday, 273. The only thing I'll question about last night's lineup, where was Ramon Laureano? He did hit two home runs the other night, right?
Well, let's not
right-handed bat. I'm not saying he's Frank Robinson, but come on.
Well, that's my. We've been calling for play your best guy. We've been calling for Kerstad to be in there, and he's in there against the lefty. I don't know what to say.
The biggest problem with Kerstad.
Where was Ramon Arias?
Yeah. That fly ball.
You can't play 12 guys.
The fly ball.
Somebody's got to sit.
Yeah. Nor, what'd you think the fly ball to left field when he took the wrong angle?
Well, I've heard some callers in my head.
So, I don't know. It's a flawed team. It's a bad team. They're four games under .500. I mean, this is not the only thing benefits the Orioles is everybody else in the East is kind of meh.